eating the new food, wearing the new skin, opening restaurants, closing deals. But who are they really? What makes them tick? And why is it they're lining up for a crack at the vanishing point?
Come on, darling, come on. Grab the fluffy pink bunny.
I love her so much. I could just take a bite out of those dimples.
Oh, her crib's so beautiful, Wally.
Well, I thought, why not, Glor? Why not a brass crib for our Belinda?
Oh, 19th century brass.
Get Belinda accustomed to the right stuff at an early age.
Oh, she adores her crib.
And, Glor, let's make sure we show it to the Drobots after dinner.
Perfect. Everybody will know Belinda's the only baby on the block with her own brass crib.
Why, this is a happy family. I see no problem here.
Bishop Mallet, Norm and I always have a Remy now. May I tempt you?
Thank you.
Norm?
Thanks, so.
Yummy, tasty. I'm so partial to the after-dinner cordial.
Bishop, we've asked you here because, well, frankly, we have a major problem on our hands.
I did hear murmurings that this episode of your radio show has been, axed. And why don't they want it aired?
They are frightened, and so are we.
The axing came from Ottawa.
Ottawa?
You must understand, Your Holiness.
A plain bishop is fine, Norm.
You have to understand that Our Lives is the most popular radio show on the air.
Thanks to Selma, our reporter extraordinaire.
Thanks to Norm, the best producer in the country.
Well, look, point is, Bishop, our shows don't get axed. When Ottawa gets involved, I call that censorship.
Can't see how I fit in.
Bishop, darling, your congregation is one of the most powerful,
richest,
most influential in the city.
Your syndicated radio column and weekly commentary have made you, in a way, a voice of our nation.
Oh, I'm merely a humble man of the cloth trying to give advice.
Precisely. We need your advice.
And my advice would apply to your canceled show, to the axed episode of Our Lives?
Yes.
Exactly.
Is it wise, Selma, to fight orders that come to you from higher up, as it were?
Selma and I see it. We have a responsibility to the people, to the country. Look, there have been 18 deaths in Toronto alone.
From it. We're pretty sure they're from it. All from the same sociological group.
They seem to lose their personalities. Things that make them who they are, both mentally and physically.
Then they excrete, Bishop. They defecate and they die.
Yes, it's rather late. I have a heavy day facing me tomorrow. Chi-Chi, my chihuahua, has a bad cold. It's callous to leave him alone for an evening.
Half an hour.
You can't refuse us that. As a fellow professional.
There's something dreadfully wrong.
Oh, very well. As long as I can be with Chi-Chi by midnight.
Good. Now, I'll start at the beginning.
You've heard Our Lives, Bishop Mallet. You know the format.
Actually, no. That is, I know of it, but I haven't quite gotten around to.
What we do, Bishop, is we examine, interview, and document the lifestyle of the new people.
Immigrants.
No, indeed. No. By new, Norm means upwardly mobile, successful people.
Attractive, on the move, the go, the upswing.
The achievers, those young careerists, and what's wrong with a career, who are making it on their own.
About 25 to 36.
You can't imagine what these kids can do with computers, money management, shrewd land deals.
Backbone of the country, these young folk, mobile and so forth.
And we follow them around, interview them, live with them for a while, get the essence of their lives on tape.
But what you played me on tape sounded fine. Happy, all's right with the world.
The entire family died. We think it's contagious.
You don't seem to understand, Bishop. 18 deaths in 10 weeks. We think it's a potential epidemic.
18 deaths over a reasonable period of time. You know, a holiday weekend alone, traffic.
Look, Bishop, just listen. Wally and Gloria Michelson, this is the way we were going to open the show. Norm? Mm.
New condo tower apartment of Wally and Gloria Michelson, corner of Winchester Parliament. Tell me, Gloria, didn't this used to be an old hotel?
Oh, it was. Rubbies lived here.
Yoo-hoo.
But when they renoed the liquor store across the street, it's now self-serve. Wally said...
Well, I said it was high time to get rid of that old hotel. I mean, Selma, it wasn't safe. Women coming home from the gourmet cheese shop could be stopped by windows.
They demanded money. They were scary.
So, I got this idea. If I could buy the hotel, we could make it a nice place. Really good co-ops.
With a curved staircase leading to the second floor.
Tinted glass windows so you don't get blinded.
Wally, how did you ever afford to buy the old hotel?
Oh, well, I put together a package... 15 friends.
Wally owns 2 restaurants.
Huh? Meet a lot of people, Selma. You get friendly. Bankers, lawyers.
A lot of people who bought condos don't actually live in them.
It's an investment for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a sensible young couple to me. You know, is that the Michelson who owns the new sushi bar on the Danforth?
That's the one. See, and everybody said you couldn't make a go of sushi on the Danforth. But he did. A real killing.
And it wasn't just Wally. Gloria has had her own career. 2 of them.
And 1, and 2, and 1, and 2. Come on, ladies! And sweat, and sweat, and pull, and...
Tell me, Gloria, how did you ever think you could get yet another aerobics class with so many already?
Oh, it was a gamble, Selma. I don't deny that for a second. But I devised it cleverly. An urban stress center for Toronto women.
Only women. Plan to appeal to the needs of women. Oh, an area to bring your kids while you exercise. A special machine that works on a system of belts and straps that you can take home. Show your husband, your boyfriend.
Great idea.
See, it is all designed, Selma. And they buy all the products right here at the center. Nutrients, creams for skin. Oh, skin is so important these days.
So here we have at Toronto, Gloria Michelson, a woman who has made a name for herself by discovering the needs and desires of other women and fulfilling them. Gloria, what's next for you?
Selma, I want to devote a whole year to my baby, exclusively. Oh, of course, I'll keep an eye on the shop, but my child comes first. Now, after a year, well, I have a feeling I'll want to get involved in something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm young. There are things to strive for. And you know what they said. Go for it.
And Gloria Michelson is a lady who knows what to go for. Our lives, Selma Finch.
Children, this is meaningless panic. You've played me nothing that indicates any problem.
Well, listen to this part of the tape, Bishop. We're both over at the Winchester Towers.
The condo that Wally built.
So, tell me, Wally, what's next?
I've got a new dream.
Oh, when Wally says he has a dream, I know I better listen and not miss a thing.
It's a country complex, Norm. Kind of a vacation spa, about 70 minutes drive from Toronto, before Coburg.
Oh.
About 10 luxury little bungalows for the families, gourmet meals brought to the cabins.
Oh, nice.
Little swimming pools, one for every 2 units, all landscaped. Oh, we could do it.
Oh, that is great, great. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Lucifer, baby, I didn't mean to step on you. Oh, come to Mommy. Lucifer.
It's coming up right around here.
Oh, she loves sitting on the stairs in the sun.
Yeah, listen.
We sit beside her. Gosh, I feel great.
Hey, Gloria, I know you're sitting, but stand up.
What?
Just do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lucifer. Okay, I'm standing.
Hmm. Well, that's really odd. Hmm. Oh, look, Norm. Hmm.
Yeah, it's really peculiar.
Gloria, just move to the right.
Like this?
Yeah, or the left.
Oh, look, hey, somebody tell me what is going on. Am I unzipped here?
You know, I think it must be the way the window's tinted or something.
Mm. What?
Well, the sun's hitting you from the left, but your shadow, it's on the left as well. How? I mean, it's a physical impossibility, isn't it?
You're silly, Wall. It's just because we have gold windows like the bank downtown. Wally, you come stand in the sun.
Okay, just a sec.
Oh, look. His shadow's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's the opposite of yours, Gloria.
Do you feel okay, sweetie?
Yes, I feel terrific. I worked out at Urban Stress.
Well, you don't feel like you have a fever.
Oh, really, Wally? I tell you, I am fine.
Oh, well, maybe it's just the way these new windows are tinted or something.
And that was just the beginning.
At least as far as we can tell.
Her shadow.
Sounds highly circumstantial to me, the way the light hits. Faulty windowpane installation. Whatever. Doesn't do to be alarmists. Mm.
But listen to this. All right, all right, look, we got permission, we usually do, to leave a cassette in the home. You know, to capture the really intimate moments.
Folks balk at that sometimes.
Yeah, well, look, there's some jumps, some cuts in here, but...
We aren't sure if it's all in one evening or three, because when we did get all our tapes, some were missing, the hospital and all, the sudden change. Anyway.
Do you really like that music, Wally?
What do you mean?
Well, it isn't spooky, but it's...
Won the Pulitzer Prize.
Hey, I want to hear the theme music from Exodus the movie.
Oh, you're joking.
I like a peppy tune before dinner.
I'll change the record.
Wait, stop right there.
What?
Well, look at the sun. It's setting.
So?
Well, now you have no shadow at all.
It's the gold windows. You know what I feel like? I feel like sex.
But we have to meet Lorne and Michelle at Fenton's.
Oh, fuck Lorne and Michelle. Fuck Fenton's.
Oh, dear.
Michaels.
Oh, heavens.
I'm keep what of Viotta. The food was vile and the people were old.
When they weren't natives.
Waiter.
Yes, madam.
What is this ugly blob on my plate?
Honey, it's what you ordered.
It looks like kitty litter.
Oh, Gloria.
It's the goose liver pate served on a bit of anchovy paste. Our finest.
Yuck. I feel like something else.
Are you feeling okay, Gloria?
Yes, I feel okay. I just want a bologna sandwich on rye and lots of Miracle Whip mayo.
Oh,
we should get you to bed, honey.
I'm fine.
Just coming into the apartment
again. Don't worry. I'll just brush my teeth.
Love you, Gloria. Really love you.
Stop that. Stop it. You cut that out.
Well, you always like it when I lick your arm, under your arm, and nuzzle you there. It's our special spot. Mm.
It's disgusting. You will never do that to me again.
Oh! What happened?
All right, listen here, Bishop. Listen, this is where it gets really scary.
Really?
Nice cat. Oh, pretty cat. Kitty, why does that man keep calling me Gloria?
Isn't that completely weird?
Surely all that indicates is disassociative behavior, possibly simple stress.
Simple?
Well, therapy, analysis can help. I just mean to say the temporary loss of identity in and of itself isn't...
There's more.
Let's go.
It's really weird, Gloria. You're a better player than I am. You always beat the hell out of me.
There's something wrong with my left hand.
Did you sprain it?
No. I'm going to switch hands.
You can't play right-handed. You're left-handed.
Then I'll use my goddamn right hand.
Now you get it.
But I don't have any control. I mean, I'm using my goddamn right hand.
We'll get you to a doctor.
There's nothing that feels wrong with my hand, my left hand. It just doesn't. It feels like it's going to function.
It's all characteristic.
Gloria, you've had a nasty scare, no doubt about that.
Show me the x-rays again, Doctor.
Everything's normal. There isn't a thing medically wrong with you.
Except that I lost the use of my left hand, my functioning hand, for 3 hours.
Have you been through any kind of shock lately? Things between you and Wally?
No, that's all fine. I've been a bit upset.
Why?
I seem to be... There's a pattern of a kind of loss. Oh, you'll think I'm crazy.
Well, I've been in your position for 5 years, and you've always had both feet firmly on the ground.
I lose things, and then they come back.
Like what?
The loss of the function of a hand. Mm-hmm. And twice last week, I couldn't control my bowels.
Well, it can happen under stress.
The loss of a shadow?
Pardon?
For a few days, I couldn't see my shadow. And Wally couldn't find it either.
Well, no real cause for alarm. Some kind of mental amnesia. Temporary physical stress. Possibly a checkup in doctor's hospital. Just 2 days. Couldn't hurt.
I'd feel better. I need to regain my confidence. Do you know what I did today? I went out and bought 2 espresso machines. One is red and one is green. And we have a perfectly good espresso at home already.
Good heavens.
We'll have you in hospital on Monday. You'll be fine. Should I have my girl call you a taxi?
No, really. I can drive. I always feel secure in the Alfa Romeo. Why are all these cars coming at me?
Wrong way, lady! Are you crazy? It's a one-way street!
That's right! I'm going the wrong way on Richmond Street!
How is she, Doctor?
Wally, she's in a state of delirium and running a fever. And she fractured her kneecap. What bothers me is that we can't seem to find any reason for the delirious state. 3 specialists looked at her.
Why does it smell in here?
Well, that's the other thing. There's a problem with Gloria's bowels.
This is terrible. Why am I starving? I'm going to go get a Mr. Submarine. I'll be back.
That night, she died.
Poor child. Was there a specific cause of death?
Oh, yes. Her heart simply stopped.
Horrible. Tragic. Just the same, people die.
I think a plague is coming.
That's a rash statement.
I went to see Wally after the shock of it all. We kept taping. I found him at his sushi bar.
Selma, how are you?
Never mind me, Wally. What about you and the baby?
Well, how long has it been? A month?
6 weeks.
Well, at first, I thought I was going to go to pieces. Mm. Then I pulled together. I simply had to, because of the business, you know. But I don't feel like I ever want to marry again, but...
You have to live.
Well, for our baby. Gloria loved that baby.
I know.
Excuse me, Wally.
Was there a problem?
Yes.
Oh, Sue, this is Selma Finch, who's doing that program.
Oh, of course. I'm Sue Rice, Wally's assistant at Sushi on Danforth. Love your show.
Nice to meet you, Sue.
Table 18. They paid with a gold Amex card. Mm-hmm. Amex says to seize it.
Well, you know the procedure.
Just checking, boss.
It's disgraceful that some people don't know how to use plastic. Mm. We have to do a check now on any bill that runs over $50. And of course, Sushi for Two always does.
Sounds like a healthy attitude, living his life, pressing ahead.
In a few months, he was living with Sue.
Hey, Sue, let's go to Woodbine tonight.
Woodbine? What for? I could stay with you in the hot tub forever. Lower down.
Ah, races. I love the races.
I never knew that.
Haven't you ever been?
No.
So, let's give it a try. I placed $50 for you on Agatha Jane.
And she lost.
I placed a little bet on her, too. What difference does it make? It's only money. If you got it, spread it around.
How much did you place, Wally?
Oh, nothing much.
Can I see your ticket?
It's not important.
Can I just see it?
Christ, you are a bitch.
Wally, this is for $5,000.
Oh, my God.
You lost $5,000.
It's the beginning of the whole spending thing.
Calm down, will you? It's only money.
Are you feeling okay?
Would you mind not crowding
me? Yeah, he's losing complete control here.
I just want a little space, that's all.
Does that mean you want to spend tonight by yourself?
It sure does.
The next few days got worse. Much worse.
Dave, you've been my broker for 7 years.
Oh, that's why I'm questioning this decision. Wally, I'm also your friend.
We are going to make a killing in Iranian real estate.
Yeah, but the Ayatollah...
Wally, are you okay?
I mean, investing in Iran, it's not the most rational place to spend your money. Hey, I'd sooner it went into the Canadian film industry. I mean, if you want to gamble, at least lose money in your own country. Iran, oh my God.
Look, you can either place the order or I can get another broker.
Even his best friends couldn't help him.
Jill and I are worried.
Well, not about me, I hope.
Wally, you know we're your friends.
Hey, I could never have gotten through what happened to Gloria without...
I love the both of you.
Sue's worried.
Sue? She's a calculating bitch who only thinks about money.
Wally, it's you and the way you're acting around money that worries
me. Well, where should we go for dinner?
I've got some great cold salmon here.
Cold salmon? Ugh, I hate salmon.
But it's your favorite.
Come on, I'll take you to the West Side Grill. Get some real food.
Wally, we'd like to eat here, at home.
Oh, I hate your cooking. Let's go somewhere where we can get a decent meal.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. Visa will not accept your card.
Oh, that's crazy.
Would you care to pay in cash?
Here, waiter. No, Lauren, don't be silly. I asked you to dinner. Here, it's my treat. Put it on Amex.
Thank you, sir. I'll be right back.
Now, let's talk about Cozumel at Christmas. Huh? How does that sound?
Wally, if you'd like that, but won't you feel better if there's somebody with you?
I'll bring the baby.
Sue and I are finito. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry, Sir Amex has asked us to retain your card. You have exceeded your limit.
Are you crazy? I happen to be Wally Michelson. I have no limits.
Wally!
Oh, my God, the dessert tray.
The next day, he really snapped. He attacked his bank manager. I managed to track down Bill Smithers grabbing a quick prosciutto and croissant.
You understand this, Finch? It just was totally off the record.
I'll deny it if you quote me.
I'm just trying to find out what went wrong with Mr. Michelson.
Wish I knew. Very frankly, the First Canadian Bank was in a bind for a bit, and I came in for some heavy criticism from my loan officers.
Yes, but hadn't Wally always
been
a...
Well, in the past, Wally was all a bank manager could wish for. Growth-oriented, honest, energetic, always in the bounds of common sense. But that day, why, the way he was dealing with money, one could tell he was ill. He tried to withdraw $15,000 from his checking account, and he had $500 in it.
What kind of treatment is this, Bill? I have decent credit here.
Wally, I can't exceed my authority. But you're asking for $15,000 additional.
Right.
We've advanced you $60,000 in the last month for investments of, well, questionable propriety.
I have my co-op.
Well, that's already on reserve. That's security. I can't...
Listen, asshole. I regard you as a middle-class employee.
My customers don't speak to me that way, Wally. Well, I'm sorry, but I think you're in some kind of a stressful situation.
He actually socked you?
Not only that, he emptied a container of yogurt on my head. Boysenberry yogurt. Why, you don't do that to a bank manager. I was very sorry when I heard that he'd collapsed the next day. Terribly sorry. But thank the Lord we had his collateral security.
Come on, baby. Come on, girl. See, nice rattle?
Wally.
If you want it, you have to grab it. Come on, go for it.
Wally, you can't just avoid me anymore. We have to talk.
Hey, tell me something, Sue. Just one thing.
Sure.
Whose ugly, disgusting kid is this anyhow?
Sue called an ambulance. Before it had arrived, baby Belinda had swallowed her own vomit and expired.
It must be symbiotic. The child felt for its father. That's the only answer.
Then why did Michelle die? Michelle, who played racquetball with Gloria.
She died, too?
When they brought Wally to the hospital, foaming at the mouth, his fever went up. He lost control of his bowels and his
heart
stopped.
Sue died yesterday. Wally's girlfriend. Same symptoms.
It's merely coincidence, and they are quite right to cancel the show.
Bishop, that isn't coincidence, and it isn't psychological.
And it seems to affect, so far, only the upwardly mobile group.
Our nation's brightest hope.
And what if it started to spread to other age groups? What if it proves indiscriminate like cancer?
We must not cause a panic.
We don't want this buried for a long time, the way they ignored AIDS.
AIDS is, I suppose, an entirely different thing. attacking, as it does, undesirable elements of our society. Drug users with needles. Homosexuals who do revolting things to one another in back alleys.
This plague only hits society's desirable element. Nobody poor has died. They all have incomes of over $58,000 annually.
Now, we can't find any starting point other than success and money. What I'm saying, Bishop, is how is this disease communicated? I've been close to a lot of them. I feel fine now. But what happens if tomorrow I develop a fever?
Ottawa, in its wisdom, in the wisdom that our Prime Minister has displayed since his overwhelming victory, will do what is right.
All they're doing is keeping their mouths shut. How many more have to die before we admit that something is wrong?
There's no need to wax polemic, Norm. It does occur to me that in the natural order, in the way that we live, there has always been some disease that seemed omnipotent, such as the Black Plague.
I'm not certain I follow your drift.
God, in his infinite wisdom, lets mankind know it is not immortal. Perhaps disease is a form of punishment, or a reminder that we sin.
All we want to know is how and why it spreads, so we can help prevent it. Mm.
My advice is to maintain quiet and seek comfort in prayer.
But Bishop...
Where is my coat, dear girl? My little dog is waiting for me. It's always so pleasant seeing people. Good night. Good night.
Good night, Bishop.
Never sound the alarm until smoke is visible.
Oh, he's no help. Norm, I'm frightened. Can I stay over tonight?
But, Selma, what if you've caught something?
Evening, Bishop. How late tonight?
Yes, Harry. Do you have a copy of tomorrow's newspaper for me?
As always, Your Holiness.
Plain Bishop will do.
Is the elevator? Night, Bishop.
Good night to you, Harry. Harry.
Yes, Bishop?
So silly of me. World cares, one supposes. What floor do I press?
Bishop, you're 18. Penthouse.
Yes, of course. Silly of me. 18. Thank you. Now, here's an interesting item. 14 stockbrokers, all in their early 30s, discussing a merger of, well, whatever. All tore up the contracts pertaining to, and were found on the carpeted floor vomiting and excreting. They could barely speak and were rushed to hospital. One kept saying, aloha, aloha, yee. Most peculiar. Well, here we are. Oh. Little dog! What are you doing in my apartment? I must get you out. I don't even care for canines. Never have. Messy things. Where do you belong, little dog? I have to call the doorman. Have you taken back to wherever it is that you... Washroom! Quit! Oh, my. Oh, terrible stomach going on me. Feel it coming on again. Say a prayer. That'll do it. Prayer. Dear. Oh, dear. Who is it I address? Oh, dear. Whoever. Help my upset stomach.
The new people. What's happening to their shadows, their bowels, their racquetball games? They're throwing their money around, losing control. They've overstepped their credit limit into the vanishing point.
A Communicable Disease by Larry Feinberg.
Featured in the cast were Lally Cadeau as Selma, Don Heron as the Bishop, Bob Dermer as Norm, Don Dickinson as Wally, and Kathy Gallant as Gloria, with Ken Pogue, Maya Ardell, Elliot McIver, and John Stalker in a variety of roles. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jean Sarrazin, and the production assistant was Nina Callahan. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series theme is by John Roby. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. A Communicable Disease was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Stephen Katz. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Next week on Vanishing Point, it's Closing Night by Warren Graves. Produced at CBC Edmonton. Until then, I'm Colin Parker wishing you good night.